With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it appears there will be no deal on funding for Ukraine and Israel before the Christmas break. Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell told reporters a deal by Christmas is now practically impossible and encouraged President Biden to get more actively involved in the negotiations. A disagreement over border reforms demanded by Republicans as part of the deal has proven to be a major hurdle. McConnell says even if an elusive compromise were to be reached, there's not enough time now to draft a bill and get it passed in both the Senate and House by the end of the week. The House begins its holiday break on Friday and won't be back until January. Bob Agnew reporting.
Harvard's president will keep her job, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Claudine Gay will remain president of Harvard after blowback following her comments last week at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. She and two of her peers struggled to answer questions. At issue was a line of questioning that asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate the university's code of conduct. Harvard now says its initial statement should have been an unequivocal condemnation of genocide, but the academic responses of the university leaders at the hearing provoked backlash. Harvard now says President Gay has apologized for how she handled her congressional testimony and has committed to redoubling the university's fight against anti-Semitism. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities have found a critical structural failure in one of the busiest bridges in Rhode Island and have closed its westbound side to begin a repair job expected to take months. The Washington Bridge carries Interstate 195 over the Seekonk River from Providence to East Providence. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 173 points, the NASDAQ rose 100, the S&P 500 advanced 21, oil at $68.61 a barrel. This is SRN News. Target's in trouble again.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has refused to take up a case about whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. Three conservative justices dissented. The court on Monday turned away an appeal from Washington State where the law had been upheld. An appellate panel struck down local bans in Florida as unconstitutional restrictions on counselors' speech. Justices Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas each voted to hear the case. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rose to its highest level since early 2022, just a bit below its record high after a report showed inflation in the United States is behaving pretty much as expected. Treasury yields were mixed after the November update on inflation roughly matched economist expectations. Traders still expect the Federal Reserve to stand pat on interest rates when it announces its next move Wednesday afternoon. The report did cast some doubt on when rates may come down. The Dow was up 173 points to close at 36,577. The NASDAQ gained 101 to 14,533. The S&P 500 adding 21 points to 4643. New York oil fell $2.71 to $68.61 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.